to learn is known for many different reasons, as you will soon see, as a very, probably the most practical parak that we've had thus far, as far as real life Musar goes. Reb Chaim Shmulevitz used the kachzach in this parak of Tan. He used to refer to this parak often. And as you'll soon see, why it's so consistent with many things that you learn in the Musar movement. Perek Tezvav, on page 40, chapter 15. Ubezeh Yuvan, with the introductions that we've learned thus far about the work that is cut out for the Beinoni, with this we understand Mashik Siv, what the Pasuk in Malachi says. Pasuk says, V'shavtem Uri'isem, you will return, you will see, Bein Tzadik L'Rosh. You'll see the difference between a Tzadik, a righteous person, and a wicked person. Bein Eved Elikim, La'ashaloi avodei tezvav. Between he who serves God and he who doesn't. And on that the Gemara asks, that it seems to be superfluous. Isn't one who serves God and one who doesn't serve God, isn't that synonymous with the tzaddik and a rasha? Says the Gemara, no. It's all talking about a tzaddik. And yet within a tzaddik, there is someone who serves God, someone who is avodei, and someone who is not. What's the difference? And that's a Gemara in Chagiga, Daf Tes, I believe. Shehefrish bein eved lelikim litzadik. What's the difference between someone who is a servant of God and a tzadik? Is who sheoved huloshen hoive. Oved is a present tense, meaning shu beemtz avoda. He is working now. Shehi amilchoma im hayetzahara, this is a person who is battling with his evil inclination, the yizgaber alav, to win over him. Uligarshayin, to banish his evil inclination, me'ir katana, from the small city. What does it mean to banish him? Shelo yislabesh be'ivari aguf, that the yetzahara will not allow himself to take over any one of the three levushim, namely thought, speech, indeed. Why is it called avodai? Why is it called work? This is a massive, extremely difficult burden to constantly be living in war. I know a Beinoni. This is the plight of the Beinoni. The plight of the Beinoni is there is never a moment's rest. There is constantly a war going on. Yitzhara wants him to sin, and he's got to constantly battle. That's who the book is being written for. Again, we're on page 40 here, chapter 15. Avla tzaddik. But when we're talking about a tzaddik, nikra eved Hashem, he's not called Oved Hashem, present tense. He is called with the name, that the title Eved Hashem, as it says by Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu was an Eved. He was already, he mastered it already. He's not an Oved Hashem. He is an Eved. He's already a full servant. B'shem HaToyer. K'meshem Chacham. A Melech. Meaning, when you refer to somebody as a wise man, or somebody as a king, you refer to him as such because Shekvar Naaseh Chacham a Melech. He is already a wise man or a king. He's not becoming one. Kach Zeh Kvar Ovad V'Gomel Ligamri Avedis HaMelcham. So too, the person who's called Eved Hashem is a person who has already served and has finished the war. Imara Ad Ki V'Gasheh V'Yedach Loi. He's banished him. He's gone. V'Li B'Chol V'Kibbeinis. He's now got a vacant space, because he is banished as Yetzirah. That's the person who is already an Eved Hashem, not a person who is an Oved. The rest of us, hopefully, are being Oved, meaning we are at war at every moment with our Yetzirah. Now, however, lest we think that we're finished, comes the Baal Tanya and throws in a massive monkey wrench. U'bebeinini yesh gam ken shtei madregas. I want you to understand that even among the category of the Beinoni, there are also two levels. There is Oved Elikim. There is that person who is a Oved, Va'ashalei Avodai, and there's also a person who is not serving. Yet, even though he's not serving, V'afal Pikenei Rosha, he's not a Rosha. We'd imagine if he's a Beinoni and he's not being Oved, he's clearly doing something terrible. No. As we said earlier, this is a person who's never transgressed. He's fulfilled every mitzvah that he had the opportunity to fulfill, especially the study of Torah. The guy never stops learning. But you know what the difference is? He never goes to war with his Yetzer Hara to battle with him. Al yidei oir Hashem hameir al nefesh alikis shebe mayach hashalit al alev kinal. This person never battles with evil, utilizing the light of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that lives in his godly soul, who, as we said earlier, if the person utilized the godly soul correctly, then his mind would rule over his heart. So why is he not battling? Comes about Tanya and says an astounding thing. I think you got to turn it sideways. And that is, Mipnei she'ein yitzroi oimed l'negdo klal. You know why? Because his Yetzirah does not battle with him. His Yetzirah doesn't care. He doesn't start up with him. Why? His Yetzirah does not put up a fight to get him to stop learning. And as a result, he doesn't have to battle. What kind of Yetzirah is this? What kind of person are we talking about? Who's Yetzirah? Doesn't battle with him, says the Balatanya. This is a person who's a bookworm. He likes reading. He likes studying. He's fascinated by the wisdom of the Talmud. How does this happen in a natural way? The scientific methodology is this person has an overactive marashchay. I don't know if it's a spleen, whatever body part it is. Huh? Black bile. The black bile? Okay. The chain. What's more, look at this. Ein lei milchama mitayves nashim. This guy doesn't have any desire, any battle with women. Mipnei shem mitzuna b'tivay. Because he's a kalta. He's a chilled guy. V'chein b'shad tanugay l'mazeh. This person, so too, in other matters of this world, who mechuser hergishano b'tivay. He's not a person who pursues pleasure naturally. Ulechein ein tzorech lizbaydin kol kach b'gdulas Hashem. So due to the fact that this person is not dealing with the constant battle, so therefore he doesn't have to initiate to any degree his contemplation of the greatness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu l'hoilin mibinasai, to create in his understanding ruach das v'yiras Hashem b'mo'ichai. He doesn't have to create any spirit of knowledge or fear of Hashem in his mind, li'shomer, which would protect him. Shaloi lavra mitzvahs lo'isah, say that he should not transgress one of the thou shalt not. Or, he doesn't have to contemplate godliness, to kindle v'ahavas Hashem b'liboi, to kindle the love of Hashem in his heart, l'dav kaboy, to cleave to him, b'kiyam ha-mitzvahs, to fulfill the positive mitzvahs, v'talmud Torah k'neged kulam, especially the study of Torah. And l'dayle, the guy's coasting. He's coasting through life. He gets by, b'ahav ha-mitzvahs, he gets by with the natural, concealed love, ha-shabalev klal Yisrael, that every Jew's got, shenikra ha-vishamay, we're all called those who love Hashem. Unbelievable words. Ulechein einoi nikra oved klal. The person, he can be learning all day and doing mitzvahs all day and doing all kinds of good stuff, and he is not an oved Hashem. Ki ahav zu amisuteres, because this love, you're going to say, what's the problem? He's still working with his love. But einapulos evavadosi klal. He didn't do anything to create that love. That came to him in his blood. This love was part of his inheritance from the Avos, as we will talk about at great length further on. Just in case this wasn't bad enough, I'm going to make matters worse. So to somebody who's not naturally studious. Rak shir galatzmai, he's accustomed himself, lil maid basmati gedoyla, he's gotten into the habit to learn with great diligence. Vinasa hergolay tevesheni, and he's learned to the point where he's overcome and it's become natural for him. So initially it was a terrible battle. And he mastered the battle. And now it comes to him easily. He gets up every morning at 5:20 because he's got to get up for the daf. It's no longer a fight. And at this point, he is coasting with the concealed love. When does the Yetzara pop up again? If he wants to push the envelope further. If he wants to go over and above his hergel, his that which he's accustomed to, then he's got to go to fight anew. But like this, I've gotten into a habit, I have my daily schedule, my structure, I no longer struggle, I'm okay. He's not an Eved Elokim. Let's look at this. So the Gemara, when it addresses this in Chagiga, gives the following mashal. And it says, Eved Elokim, who is the servant of God? Misha Shaina Pirka Meyapamim. Somebody who learns the Gemara 100 times. I'm sorry. Who is the Eved Elokim? He who studies it Meyapamim Vechad 101 times. Viloya Vaday. Who is the one who doesn't serve God? Hani Misha Shaina Pirka Meyapamim Levad. It's the guy who only learns it 100 times. What's going on here? Mishum Shibiyameyam Ayarigilus, the Shanoi is called Perik Meyapomim. In those days, you used to learn every sugya 100 times. It was before Art Scroll. Kedisa Asam Bigamara. Marshal, the Gemara gives an example. Mishuk Shal Chamarim. There was a marketplace there of wagon drivers. Sheniskarim Laeser Parasibizuza. If you wanted to hire one of these guys to take you 10 miles, it cost one zuz. If you want to go 11 miles, it costs you 3 zuzet. Now, even I know that the math is off here. If you want to go 11 miles, it should be $1.10, not $2. Why does it double for 1/10 of the distance? Because it's more than the normal route. And if you go more than the normal route, even if it's just a little bit, you got to pay double. So normal is 100. You go over and above the normal, it's 110. It's double. Ulechein zoisapam hameva achas, for this reason, the 101st time, hayiseira ala regilus, which is more than the norm, shohurgo minurov, that which we've become accustomed to from our youth, shkula kineged kulan, unbelievable words. 100 times is normal. 1/100th more is equal to all 100. V'oila gaben, and what's more, not only is it equal to them, but it's over and above them. B'yeses v'yeses, much stronger, much greater. Lias nikra eved elokim, because of that one time, he will be called an eved elokim. Why? Critical words. Mipnei shekedei lishanois. Teva haregilos, because if you want to change your nature, tzarich la'oyredes o'ahava la'Hashem, one needs to awaken the sleeping love for Hashem, ayidei shebizboinin, by contemplating v'gedulas Hashem, by contemplating the greatness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'moichai in his mind, lishloit ala teva, so that the mind will overcome the nature, shebichlal ha'smali in the left chamber, hamolidam ha'nefesh ha'bahamis, that's full of the blood of the physical desires, shemei klipa, that comes from the klipa, shemei menahu ateva, from which comes all nature, good and bad, as we discussed earlier. And therefore, since it requires the person to go above and beyond and to awaken the contemplation and to utilize the mind to rule over the heart, zui avaydatam alabainani, this is what's called a complete, a full service for the bainani. Or even, but even if the person can't generate, he's going to have a whole section on this, for a person who can't generate any kind of love, but he utilizes the concealed love, to overrule the nature in the left chamber, Shazenikr Gamken Avaida. This is also called service Lilochem Imateva, to battle one's nature. That's an Avaida the Kim. Battling the nature. Ve'ayetzer, and to battle the nature and one's nature, believer, by awakening, by utilizing the concealed love, this is not the case for those lucky people who have no war. It's not called his avaid. He was born that way. He gets no credit for it. So you look around, you see people who were all jealous of them. In the meantime, it's not theirs. They were born that way. All right. Take a look at the Agra de Kala. Here you got copies. Agra de Kala is the Sefer authored by the Bnei Yisachar on Chumash. So the Agra de Kala here is commenting on the famous story with Zimri and Pinchas. Pinchas gets up and kills Zimri because Zimri did this immoral act in front of all of Klal Yisrael. So the Torah in Parshas Pinchas writes about how Pinchas is the son of Elozer, the son of Aaron, a Kohen, and he becomes a Kohen in this act. Zok to Agra de Kala. It's on Parshas Pinchas. Those of you who have an old version, it's 1, 2. Fourth piece in Parshas Pinchas. Al pi pshuta yesh lefarish. I'm going to tell you mamash a simple pshat. Inin hisyachsos halazah. Why does the Torah have to tell us who Pinchas is? We know who Pinchas is. Dien yom ha-chazal, lo'ilam yagiz adam yetzotev ha-yetzahara. Chazal tell us in Masechet Brachos is that a person needs to incite their good inclination against their evil inclination. What does this mean? And then the Gemara goes on to say, if he won, fine. If not, he should study Torah. If he wins, fine. If not, he should go and read the Shema. If he wins, fine. If not, he should go and remember the day of death. So, but it begins with a hargoza. Incite your Yetzer Tov. What is this incitement about? What does it mean to incite your Yetzer Tov? Pirish hargoza hu dine ein tema ba'asayse mitzvah shu'en negativa. There's nothing wondrous about a person who fulfills a mitzvah that is consistent with their nature. We all have our nature. Some of us like to be disciplinarians because it's our nature. Some of us like to give out money because it's our nature. Right? Everybody's got their nature. We all love those mitzvahs that work with our nature. There's nothing great about that. But when we do something which opposes our nature, because of the love of Hashem, that turns the person into a oved Hashem. Right? When we clean for Pesach, that's avdus Hashem. V'zeh apir shem chazal. Quote our Gemara, shav tibrisim and tzadik amein oved. Pesach says, you look at the difference between the tzadik and the oved. Says the Gemara in Chagiga, Shein Adoyma, Shein Apirka, Mea Palmim, Lamea Vechud. You can't compare a person who learns the Sugi 100 times to a person who learns it 101. Upirish Boi Balatanya. The Balatanya in Perek Tezvav explains, Lioiz Shekol Limudem Hayalimud Kol Perekuf Palmim. It was totally normal in those days to learn it 100 times. Al Kain Shavainian Lahem Lahergo TV. It became second nature. Vulay Mikra Dayan Avidah Kimize. He's not called the servant of God learning it 100 times. Mashain Kina Achas Hayaseira. This is not the case with the one extra time. Shaloi Kiteva. The one extra time that's not natural. Lizayikore Avidah Kim. For that he's called the servant of God. Vine Pinchas Hu Ben Aloza Ben Arna Kain. He says, let's analyze the story. Pinchas is the son of Elozer, the son of Aaron HaKohen. Shem Kulam Anshei Chesed. Aaron HaKohen, these are all people of great kindness. Roidfei Shalom, pursuers of peace. Kimidos Amidos HaChesed, as is their attribute. Vine Bevadai Ayativai Betaldesai. Therefore, it's completely understood that his nature was Shalai Lizkai, is not to get angry. Vulai Lizkai, save. and not to be severe. Vilias Mirait Vishalom, quite the contrary, he would normally be a pursuer of peace. And yet, he went ahead and changed his nature to go ahead and do an act of great violence. Behergish Muflig, why did he do it? He did it for the love of Hashem. Is if that's the case, certainly he should have received reward for this. Mida keneged mida, bris shalom, an attribute of peace. Why? Liyois, because shofach estiva hamurgal, since he transformed his nature, lirdev shalom, which is normally to pursue peace. And what did he do instead? Lechar chibirivim kol Yisrael, he went to war with all of Klal Yisrael. Al ken heishiv ezachem, and for this reason he was able to return Hashem's wrath. V'nalt al schareh b'shalayim, and he got his reward. What was his reward? His reward was his true midah, peace. V'zeh remez chazal b'medrash, Pinchas ben Elazar ben Aaron HaKohen, Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it says about him, b'dinu shiyit al schareh, he deserves this in true judgment. Why? Because he totally went against his nature in order to do what he did, and therefore he deserves it bedin. V'havin, understand this well, that the entire secret of what went on here is because he overcame his nature to do the Ratzon Hashem. Now, the next reference is from the Sefer that authored by the Baal Tanya himself. And this is, as Eli would say, earth-shattering. Let's pass this out. This is a Sefer Torah Or on Bereshis and Shemos, and this is the second page of that, and it's going to be in Torah Or on Daf Yud Tes, left-hand column.
He wrote commentary on this one.
These were his mamorim that he said on Chumash. They were written, recorded by his grandson, by the Tzemach Tzedek. Now, so this is the piece in Parshas Toldos. But you need to understand a story. The Gemara tells the following story. Rabbi Yossi ben Kisma came to visit Rabbi Chanina ben Tradya. And he said about him, he was ill. And he said about him, I heard that you're gathering people and learning Torah in public. He says, I wonder if they're not going to burn you with your Sefer Torah. So he says, Men Hashemayim Yirachmu, they'll have compassion from heaven. So he says, I'm talking to you logic, and you're answering me from heaven, they should have compassion. What are you telling me? So Rabbi Chanina says to him, Mani l'chayel mabla, do I have a portion in the world to come? So he says to him, Klum, I said, Baliotcha, can you tell me a little bit more about yourself? So he answers him, money of Purim got mixed up with my money of tzedakah, and I gave it all to the aniyim. So he says, if that's the case, my portion should be with your portion. Okay? That's the Gemara. Now look at it inside. Left-hand column on the bottom of the page, go about six lines into the last paragraph. Ulechayra ma'id tamua shalosai. What is he asking here? Mahu leilam abba, if I get a portion in the world to come. It wasn't not enough that he was giving his life. Literally, Mamish gave his life on Kiddush Hashem. Shayamarko Kiddush Birabim, he gathered people in public. That wasn't enough to get a portion of the world to come. But by the time, the reason he gave $75 to for Purim money, that gave him his Chedek and Olam Haba. What's going on here? What was he asking him? Tell me a story about yourself. What's the kasha? What did I need? What did he need another story for? He had the greatest story of all. He was gathering Torah against the rule of the Romans, and he gave his life for it. What more do you need? And what was his answer? Here's what's really going on. Rabbi Chanina ben Tzadian questioned about himself. In Mesiris Nafshay B'Shvil Esikat Torah, he wanted to know about himself, natural in his nature. Why was he giving his life for the study of Torah? Im Ubi Amitus L'Shem Shemayim Bilvad. was he really only doing it for God's sake? Avshay tzaddik muflig, even though he was an awesome tzaddik, v'loimid lishma be'emes, and he learned Torah for all the right reasons. Mikol makim, he questioned it. Lefi sheyesh b'nei adam, there are some people, shemitzad tivon, because of their nature, umizgai, and his tendencies, umidaisav, and his character, lahamshich cheshech v'chukas kolavav, yalimut hachachmes. There are some people, even non-Jewish people, who can totally draw themselves into the pursuit of wisdom. And completely, totally obsessed with other forms of wisdom. And the proof is, the philosophers, from the earlier people, the Goyim, they were very prominent, wealthy people, they lacked nothing. They left behind all their pleasures. And they threw themselves with the entirety of their being. They threw themselves into the pursuit of philosophy. God had nothing to do with it. And they did nothing and thought about nothing else. And they enveloped their minds deeply into the concepts of these wisdoms. And it was sweet and delightful to them. It was as pleasurable for them as were the steaks and all the other pleasures that all the other people had with their money. And it had nothing to do with their faith. They were non-Jews, they were idolaters. There was no faith-driven reason why they were throwing themselves into these wisdoms. B'tchuna, b'tashbara, philosopher. These are mathematics and philosophy. Chachmas hachitzoynis, tanik nifla. It had nothing to do with God. Ki mitzad mezik tivam. It was a nature thing. Tachriya, b'cheshek nifla, sh'naidu b'tavik hazad. They were born with a love for the pursuit of intellectual wisdom. What's more, v'yashmem noyled b'mezik acher, some people are born with a different nature. Shulei yisav v'yachashik l'chachmas. They have no desire for wisdom. Avki avinam, I mean, if they grasp them, ein lo tainug, they have no pleasure from it. Lo'asim achshavta b'hem afilu rega achas. They get no pleasure out of it, even for a moment. Rak achashriyas libay rak rak kol ayoyim l'zayis tich l'navsh. These people just want to get into trouble. Some people just naturally love getting into trouble. The difference between these two people has to do with their marus. What did you call it before?
Bile.
Bile? B-I-A-L?
Black bile.
Black bile, green bile. Spleens?
The Greeks believe
it. Okay, whatever. These are natures. Meaning, some people have a white mara. These are people who have ADD. They cannot focus on anything. Avshusichli, they can be very bright. Balisani by cloud, they get no pleasure out of it. Some people have a monoshchayra, but all the say, naturally, they love the pursuit of wisdom. No other interests meet the delight that they get. You meet people like this. They cannot get enough. Kasha calls them a vayabe ches prokim la Rambam ayin sham perik ches. All of this is explained in the Rambam's works in Shmoyne Prokim. These difference in nature. Ulechein, for this reason, gam be Yisrael yimotze tivyim mechulokim kamaisam. Even among Jews, you find these different natures. Ach shetam shagnafshe the davanoig be Yisrael. But instead of pursuing philosophy and mathematics, they go to Jewish things like politics. They go to things like Talmud study. His heart yearns and desires. They can't get enough learning it. For this reason, he was afraid. He was afraid that lest maybe, just maybe, because of his nature. Gadam le mesias nafshai. Maybe that's what caused him to go so extreme. Bada chachma. Afshe bevada in elamat mizeh. Even though you find this one in a million. Nonetheless, even if it's only a small portion of his own pursuit, it's not totally for God's sake. Is v'shal mirib yoisi, heichu masig b'yisi, ask Rabbi Yoisi to do an evaluation of him. Imu minayich le'elam haba, am I from those who will inherit the world to come? She'ein b'libay ela echad, there's only one pursuit. Ve'eshivay, so Rabbi Yossi gave him an honest assessment. Zelo Yavor, he said to him, I can't really inspect this. Kim Bamai Salialtcha, I need to know more about you. Pirish, Nisayin, you got to give me a case. Sheachilik boy, where I'll be able to tell from it. Shimu mitzad tavagov, if it's part of your nature. Afshiach shekheshik nifla kapanam le yagilim siyos nefesh, even if you have a strong desire, you wouldn't give your life for it. Well, Amalais, he answered him, he told him the story. Shemois Purim, Neschalf of Memoris, that the money of Purim became mixed up with the money of Tzedakah. Shuing in Pizur Moment. This is a person who has an open hand for money. Shezeh Oisu Moifes. This is a sign. She'em Bimzir's Navsha Shaleh for the Shoirish Hamara. You know for sure that this has nothing to do with the Marash Chayra. Shemides Hamarash Chayra Nal Geremis Midas Hakamtsanis. A person who is a Marash Chayra person, who is a bookworm, who loves wisdom, is naturally cheap and stingy. V'amara levana pizur, a person who has a Marash Chayra, those are people who have open hands.
Where does he get that from?
He learned it in the Balatanya's works. L'chein Shivai, so he answered him, im kein mechal kachayei chalki, if that's the case, your portion should be my portion. Shemizem muvan shemizius nefesh ala toiru hurak levi shayim b'libe alecha. Since you were able to part so easily with the money, the only reason you're learning so much is because of your true mesirus nefesh. Ve'im by toiru v'stivis klaus, there's nothing natural about it. Okay, it goes into a whole different thing now.
I didn't know it was not the other way.
Yeah, that's what I was
saying. His nature was to learn, but he overcame his nature and gave.
Evidently, what his analysis was that this came to him very easily, the money thing. That was how he was learning.
Mariskara is. I thought I was being kind of depressed.
Yeah, it is. It comes from the same thing. One other reference. Ah, actually, I had two, but my copier stopped working. Now. Yeah, take these copies. This is the Pri Chaim. Pri Chaim is a newly printed sefer from the son-in-law of the Hafla. We learned the sefer Erech L'Chaim on Chumash several times. His name was Rabbi Avrom Chaim from the city of Zlotchev. He was Magid in Zlotchev. He was married to the Hafla in his first marriage. In his second marriage, he was married to the daughter of the Mevaset Tzedek. Never had children of his own. What did the Gemara say? The Gemara said you can't compare somebody who learns the Gemara me'apamim to somebody who learns it me'ave'echad. Get my kick. Well, let's learn the Mishnah together. The Mishnah on top. This is a sefer on Pirkei Avos. Reb Destoy b'Reb Yannai b'Shemer Meir Reb Meir up on top. Reb Destoy says in the name of Reb Meir, Kol Sheicheach Dover Echad Mishnasai. Somebody forgets one thing of his learning. Ma'al Olav Akosiv Kidem Eschayev Nafshoi. It's as if he's chayev misa. Shenema, as it says, Raki Shama Lecha Shmona Nafshecha Ma'oid. Be very careful. Pen Tishkach Es Advam Asheru Einecha, lest you will forget what you saw. Okay. Yochel Afil the Talk Vold Mishnasai. I might think that's even if from cause of old age he forgot. Talmud Loyema Pen Yisurim Avavcha Kol Yemecheyecha. It's only if a person makes himself forget. You introduce enough other shtusim into your life that you cause yourself to forget. Look at the bottom. Reb Destoy b'Reb Yannai b'Shemer Meir Omer says the Erech L'Chaim v'chein shamati b'shmoy. I heard in the name of his Rebbe. This is referring to he was a disciple of the great Magid. Pirish HaMishnah Zois, this is unbelievable. Kol HaSheicheach, what did he forget? He forgot Dover Echod. He forgot the one. He learned a lot of Torah, but he forgot Dover Echod Mimishnasai. What he forgot was the one. Ratzalayma Achtus Mimishnasai, meaning Shesheikh as Hashem Yisbach Vashas Alimud. This refers to a person who forgets about God while he's learning. Machmas mal all of a kosev ratzalayma shalimud a kosev shalimud etzlay malahu loy. The reason is it's mala alav a kosev. This guy thinks that God, the sun, rises and rests upon him. Al kein mischayev benafshay. Therefore, he's chayev mis. Ad kan dvara v'diver pichacham chay. Now, the pinnacle of the Baal Shem HaKadosh, Nochem, reach behind you there, right on that little table is my Degel Machne Ephraim. On top, laying on top. The Degel quotes three times this Yisoid on our Gemara that we learned tonight. He says that he heard from his grandfather, the Gemara, where it's in Purim, it's in Parshas Tzav. Purim and in Tzav. Says as follows. This is the piece in Purim that's Vayemer Haman LeMelech HaChashverosh Yeshnoi Am Echod. Right? There is one nation. Mufuzerim Mufayrut. Said the Baal Shem HaKadosh. Ein Adayim Shoyne Pirka. You can't compare somebody who learns 100 times. L'Shoyne Pirka Me'apamim Ve'echod. You can't compare that to a person who learns it 100 times. The echad, but includes God. The echad, Haynu Shemachnis echad. He introduces the echad Shalufa Shalaylam B'Teich Lemudai. He includes God. The two are incomparable.
Now I see why you wrote the one.
Oh, it was so cool. Now, so how do we make these two Pirushim? Here you have the Baal Tanya explaining the Gemara, that it refers to a person who is breaking his Teva, right? That's the Me'apam of Echad. And you have the Degel Machne Ephraim, who's introducing the Echad, means the introduction of God into the picture. The truth is, it's the same shot. Meaning, if we're learning, as he just explained, with Reb Chanina ben Tzadian's concern was, that he's learning because he likes to learn, and the Rebbeinu Shel Olam is not in the picture, so I'm going to do exactly what's comfortable for me to do. But if it's ve'echad, if I'm learning not because it's comfortable for me, but because that's the Ratzon Hashem, it's not about my nature. I got to do it. What the Rebbeinu Shel Olam tells me to do. And then a person has the koyach to go ahead and break his nature. According to this, we understand the Gemara. Remember, he said he quoted the Gemara. Lo elam yargiz adam yetzatev yetzara. A person should incite their yetzatev against their yetzara. If you won, fine. If not, study Torah. If you won, fine. If not, read the Shema. If you won, fine. If not, yaska the Amar Misa. The vote is each one of these is where do we garner the strength from to overcome the nature. So if a person has the internal conviction of bringing the echod, so you could go at all out war against the Yetzar. Sometimes the person needs to draw strength from Torah. Sometimes the person needs to draw strength from Krishna. And if a person sees that none of those things are working, then they need to recognize the futility of simply just having a physical existence. All of those things will bring a person to the point of Me'a Ve'echad. You can't compare a person who learns his lunge 100 times, you can learn the same thing. But the one time you learn it with the Echad, Yeshnei Am Echad, there's this nation who's obsessed with the Echad. So if it comes together,